This is Earth and Sky. In 2005, a team of seven scientists from the UK braved dust storms and extreme heat to collect data samples from the Bodélé Depression in the African country of Chad.
They were the first climate scientists to visit and study the Bodélé, a dry lake bed that's sometimes called the dustiest place on Earth.
Satellites can determine the size and track of a dust plume. These scientists travel to the Bodélé to release helium balloons to study wind speeds and collect dust samples in plastic bottles.
Team member Charlie Bristow of the University of London said these measurements combined with satellite data provide a much better picture of how the Bodélé dust affects Earth's global climate. But as Bristow told Earth and Sky, collecting data in the world's dustiest place is no easy task.
It's very, very harsh, particularly when the dust starts blowing, because it gets into everything. It gets in your eyes, it gets in your ears, it gets in your nose, it gets in your mouth, it gets in your food, it gets in your water. Everything is just completely covered in dust, and every time you take a mouthful of food, it's all going to scrunch in your mouth. It's a very nasty place to work.
So are the scientists grateful that their work in the Bodélé is done?
Well, we're actually trying to raise money to go back again, so we're stuck as the punishment.
Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.